This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. I'm waiting for you. It is Thursday, and the Johnny Mosley podcast is up and awesome. We started doing a thing on Instagram with the Johnny Mosley is an Olympic skier. He lives here in your backyard. He's been a guest on the show a million times, but in case you don't know, he's like a moguls guy. But he's a big skier, and he's got a podcast, Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. And he has been doing, in addition to his podcast, like little clips of exercises just for Instagram. So like yesterday he did this whole like butt crunch, and it actually, as he got going on it, it actually looked like he was doing moguls. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Sorry, a second question came up when you said butt crunch, but I'll put that one aside for a second here because I'm not sure what you just said. It sounds like you're walking on a line there, but I wanted to say that you, Olympic gold medal winning skier.
Oh, what did I say?
You didn't say gold medal winning skier. You just said skier. No, he's an Olympic gold medal winning skier that lives in your backyard and does a podcast. Actually, literally in your backyard.
He does it literally in my backyard. Right there, out this window, I can see him doing
right.
The podcast.
Uh-huh.
Right, so he's so nobody knows how to crunch your butt better than the Olympic gold medal winning skier, and so he's putting these little things up.
Well
and
done.
Thank you. He's cleaning out his closet, and so he's every week he's been giving away just stuff from his closet. So
yeah, I think I read he's giving away used underwear.
They're not used. Still got the old tagger on them. They're in the plastic bag. Not used. They are the size that they are, though. So, you know, if you enter to win them, they're not going to come in women's small. You're going to get men's large.
Mm-hmm.
This is the pair. So we, try to be specific about that. But it's fun. And it's, let's see, check out the most recent post on the Johnny Mosley Instagram page to find out how you can win a pair of Tipsy Elves Long Johnnies.
Oh.
There you go. So that's our celebrity trash sponsor. And he's fun. He's good at it. Rest in peace to Gale Sayers, Chicago Bears running back, legendary dude. You know, if I've heard of a football player, then they've definitely sort of crossed over from that world into sort of the world in general.
Many say his career was cut short by injury, and they didn't have the surgeries they have now or the rehab they have now. But he would have been the best of all time, many say. He had 5 years there where he was beyond belief.
Right. Never made it to even a playoffs game, apparently.
Wow.
Which is, you know, it's interesting because Dick Butkus was drafted the same year as him and they were together.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Dick Butkus says his success can be attributed to trying to tackle Gale Sayers during practice. That was, he's like, that dude made my career. So Gale Sayers passed away yesterday, 77 years old. He'd been battling dementia. His wife said that's his football career right there, at least partially.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears weren't really great during the era that he and Butkus played. Neither of them ever played in a postseason game. But both of them wound up in the Hall of Fame. And Sayers is probably best known for his friendship with teammate Brian Piccolo, who died of cancer when he was only 26 years old. Just days before Piccolo's death, Sayers received the George S. Halas Award for Courage, dedicated to Piccolo, and their story was made into the 1971 TV movie Brian's Song.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I was only 5 years old, but I totally remember that being a huge thing.
I saw it.
Yeah, Billy Dee Williams and James Caan starred in that. So rest in peace. This is good news and bad news for a guy who stars on Cake Boss. So, yes, I see you're nodding, Nicole. I have watched Cake Boss. My mom, I think, likes Cake Boss. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those reality shows. He runs a cake shop. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's the main guy.
Okay. Is this a competition? This isn't a competition. This is just his world.
Yeah, so it's a reality show on TLC that basically follows him and his entire family run this cake shop in New Jersey. And then it branched out to become something bigger. But it started with his father, and that's who he learned from. So it's a typical Italian family running a bake shop.
Okay. Right. So the good news for them is he's such a cake boss. He's got a house with a bowling alley in it. Like,
oh, yay. He's doing really well.
Yeah,
is
they
what
have
you're
a lot of money.
Yay
a lot.
For you, Cake Boss! Right? I mean, that's great. The bad news is the alley's messed up, and he stabbed himself through the hand trying to fix the pin setter mechanism.
Ouch!
Yeah. So, and this is this is gross. I'm going to tell you what happened, and you know, if you don't want the gory details, just turn it down for a half second at the very end. I'll give you a warning. So he and his family enjoying a couple strings. At their house, just a little string or two. Hey, we'll shoot some frames. I think these are all bowling terms. I don't know. So they're hanging together, you know, having a beer. I don't know what they're doing. And the thing that collects and resets the pins, you know, that thing that comes down and sweeps and then sets all the pins down, it malfunctions. So Buddy, the Cake Boss guy, this guy's name is Buddy Velastro. We'll just call him Cake Boss. So Mr. Boss... reaches in to get a pin out of there that's jamming it. And he really got all messed up. So this, I'm going to describe what happened. And if you don't want to hear gross stuff,
okay, hold
just
on.
Turn it down for a second. His right hand became lodged and compressed inside the unit. So it scrunches his hand.
It didn't work. I still hear everything you're saying.
So you turned off the video.
I don't know
what he's doing. All right. So his right hand, he gets his hand up there. It's lodged in there and it's getting compressed. And he can't get the hand out. It's like it's, you know, the thing has grabbed his hand as though it's the pin.
Oh,
so it's got him. And then he can see, he's looking down through the top. He can see his hand is squashed in there. And he sees this 1.5-inch metal rod coming at his hand right sort of between the ring finger and the middle finger, like, you know, this knuckle right here, mm-hmm. down on the hand between those.
Right on your palm.
This metal rod comes in and impales him through his hand, and then it pulls back out, and then it goes in again, and then it pulls back out, and it goes in again.
So it's just doing him at this point.
It's doing his hand. And he can't get, his hand is frozen in there, so he can't pull his hand out. It's not sexy. This isn't sexy. This is the least sexy impalement of all time. So, of course, he's freaking out, right? So I guess one of the sons cuts the power.
Yeah,
because
I mean, there's
that's the only
be
way
a
to
red
stop the
candy-like
thing.
Button somewhere that someone can kick, right?
Yeah, sure. Like, flip a breaker, whatever you got to do. Shut that thing off. It's stabbing Dad in the hand.
Right.
So then they can't get his hand out, and they have to. So the kid. I mean, for me, I called the fire department. I called the help, emergency services. This kid goes and gets a reciprocating saw, which, by the way, they're dangerous to even do. Like, that blade wiggles. Like, you get it on there, but it's sort of a loose blade, and it's just hardcore. And he takes the saw and cuts his dad free. So he does get out of the mess and, of course, goes to the hospital. He's had two surgeries so far. He's home from the hospital, but they're saying prolonged recovery and therapy. Like, his hand is just mangled. I thought, oh, I am so glad that wasn't my, like, yes, I would love to have a bowling alley at my house. Who wouldn't? Give me all the stuff. But also give me the guy who knows how to fix the things, because the more things you have, the more things can go wrong, you know?
Is the bowling alley okay?
No, they had to cut it apart with a reciprocating.
Oh, no.
I'm sure they can get another pin setter, but hopefully they've learned, don't stick your hand up there. The thing grabs your hand and starts stabbing you. It's holding him in place while it's stabbing him. Oh. Anyway, there's that. So the good news is you got a bowling alley. Bad news is,
for those of you that turned back in after just a few seconds, sorry about that. That went on longer than that.
Yeah, so sorry.
The impaling story.
Yeah, well, you knew I couldn't stop talking about it. Here's something absolutely repulsive on a this is on a whole other level, though.
All right.
So Michael Jackson, as you know, passed away. Jesus, it's been over 10 years, hasn't it? I don't even know when he died. 2009, maybe? Tragic. You know, here's a guy who was, you know, not really getting any sleep at all. He was getting put out with this fentanyl stuff. Or what was it called? Propofol.
Propofol.
Mm-hmm. So, and he's got a huge family, as we all know. There's a zillion cousins, and because Michael had 100 siblings, and so there's all these people all around, and not all of them benefit from the Michael Jackson fortune, or even the Jackson 5 fortune, clearly, because this one lady, she's his cousin, Marsha, and I want to say she looks like she's in her 50s. Don't you think, Bryn? Did you look at this?
Somewhere around there.
She's put together, but I don't know if she did that just for this, because the first thing I thought of was the only reason someone steals this and tries to sell it is because they need drug money. Like, it's the only thing I can think of. This isn't like a $100,000 thing. This is like I don't even know what they'll get for it. Here's what it is. This chick, Marsha, this is Michael Jackson's cousin, says she has one of the last propofol IV drips that Michael used. It was stuck in his arm. He had it as, you know, on his deathbed. He used this thing, she says. She says she went to the place Michael was staying shortly after his death, went to his bedroom and saw the IV, which had some. Oh, do you want to play her description
sure.
of this?
Here it is.
Here's
I went
Marsha.
In the bedroom. It was a bed there with some juice. It looked like a sandwich was part of the eight. And I noticed this. This was over by the stand, and what I did, I took it and put it in my purse. This actually belonged with Michael Jackson. It had some white, like milk fluid inside of it, which later on dissolved. But this is actually Michael right here, DNA. That's what made me grab it, the blood. And this is one of
there's
the
actually
IVs,
dried the blood on there. And I think that is the Band-Aid that was holding the IV needle in place. So when they pulled that, the blood that was on it.
How did that not end up in the court case?
Well, here's the thing. This wasn't the one that was in his arm when he died.
Oh, okay.
This was in a trash can, I guess. Didn't she say she pulled it out of a trash can? Or maybe she didn't say. But anyway, they're saying that here. So anyway, she goes on to, you know, describe this IV bag, which dripped into Michael, and the only part that's, you know, you should just sell the Band-Aid, lady. So she basically saw the blood and went, this is Michael. And so she knew it would have his DNA. I don't know if there's someone out there that wants to clone him, but it's up for grabs. She's willing to part with it.
I'd like to say it's wrong.
It is wrong. It's repulsive. It's just opportunism at its worst. Like, is there no one in the family who can give you $2,500? Because that's what that's the starting bid, I guess. She's hoping to get at least $2,500 for it. So it's part of a bigger auction of pieces from the estate of Joe Jackson, Michael's father, who died in 2018. Marsha says, or at least is trying to sell it as it was the final IV that Michael used, but the LAPD is saying, no, we took all that.
Oh, okay.
The listing on the auction site even says, this IV was probably not the one that was used to administer the final lethal dose. However, it could more than likely have been used during his many treatments with propofol. So if you're interested, Google it.
Treatments, is that what they're calling it?
That's what they're calling it, right.
Because that's a treatment.
Yes.
That stuff is what they use to knock out someone who's having surgery.
Yeah.
It's not a treatment.
Yes. No, not a treatment for anything. It's a treatment for, I don't know, having your eyes open. I'm not sure.
It's the most insane, like really, as an alcoholic, I've heard a lot of stories. that one, when that came out, was a new one to me. Like, right. What? He and got his hands on the stuff that knocks you out for surgery, and a doctor was administering that nightly,
right,
as if that was actual sleep.
Right. And okay. Which it is absolutely not.
Right.
That's the stuff that puts you out, and then the next time you open up your eyes, you're done with your surgery. Like, there's no restorative part of that. There's no brain rest or whatever it is that's in sleep that we need to have.
That's simply time travel.
It's right. This is going to get you to tomorrow, and you can fool yourself into thinking that you had dreams and, you know, whatever. Like, there have to be sleeping aids. Well, maybe he was so addled with drugs and whatever else that there was no sleeping pill strong enough for him.
I'm saying. I've heard a lot of stories, and I hadn't heard. But that's what, an extreme amount of money and the ability to buy a doctor will do for you, I guess.
And he did, in fact, buy that doctor. That guy still in jail? Is he out?
I don't think so.
No, he got out.
He was sick, too, wasn't he? I can't remember.
Conrad
Murray.
Oh, there it is. Murray. Nice, Ben. You almost had it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, there's a couple repulsive stories for you.
Thank you so much.
How about we end on a happy note? Ready? Emma Stone has married Dave McCary. Dave McCary.
Who?
Dave McCary is a segment producer on SNL, and she's hosted SNL, and I assume that's where she met him. She's 31, he's 35, and there were pictures that surfaced this week showing the couple wearing matching gold bands, and a source is saying they have, in fact, tied the knot. So he's a former segment director on Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
and
geez,
they announced their
engagement.
He's not even
currently employed. That seems risky.
Well, he's busy, you know, traveling.
Come on, Emma.
Oh, there he is. That's the guy right there. Anyway, they were first romantically linked in October 2017, met when she hosted SNL in 2016, and announced their engagement in December of 2019. So it looks like they've just in the last few months, tied the knot. All right. That's
good
happy news, right?
Yay! You know what that is? That's one of those things where... because he got to work with her, he was able to talk to her in a way that was not nervous. It wasn't like, oh my God, I'm going on a first date with Emma Stone. I'm going to lose my mind. He got to talk to her.
They became friendly, warmed her up.
Right. They got to get, oh my gosh, we had a nice little exchange. And next thing you know, he's marrying her. Good for him.
It's wonderful. I hope they last forever. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
I got a ton of stuff, including, they're calling it now, let me see if I can find it, retro recipes. You know how things have, repeatedly gotten more healthy through the years, where they've said, like, well, it's probably not right for you to eat all that sugar. Now people are going, well, this new stuff sucks. I want the old stuff with all the sugar.
The stuff like mom used to make.
Retro recipes are in the news and after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.